Welcome to the Next Level Human Podcast. As a human, you have a job to do. In fact, you have four jobs: to earn and manage money, to attain and maintain health and fitness, to build and sustain personal relationships, to find meaning and make a difference. None of these jobs are taught in school, and that is what this podcast is designed to do: to educate us all on living our most fulfilled lives through the mastery of these four jobs. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Tita, and I believe we are here living this life for three reasons and three reasons only: to learn, to teach, and to love. In this podcast, I will be learning, teaching, and loving right along with you. I'm grateful to have your company. Here's to our next level. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So we are going to be talking today about change. This is something that's on everybody's mind, obviously. And I wanted to discuss this in the context of Next Level Human and how you might start going about resolutions and changing behavior and really changing who you are according to the Next Level Human way of looking at things. So let's start off with a little bit of review. First off, let's talk about the three different types of human. And we can really think about these as your 1.0 level self, your 2.0 level self, and your 3.0 level self. This is your base level human, your culture level human, and your next level human. I've done a podcast in the past called On Authenticity. And actually, it's such an important one. Let me just briefly go through and tell you what episode that is, because this is going to be an episode that you are going to want to definitely revisit and listen to, because the discussion here really centers around a different way of looking at authenticity. So let me see if I can find this episode real quick. Just bear with me. I'm just scrolling through my... where is this? Sometimes when you're doing, when I'm looking for different episodes in my library on iTunes, some of these episodes are missing. So I think it is episode 87. I think it's episode 87, but you can check that out and just double check me. But this is an episode you'll want to revisit. So On Authenticity, just go through the podcast and scroll down. The reason why this is important is because when we talk about authenticity and we talk about these three levels of human, we have to understand what are we trying to be authentic to, because when we're going to go through change and make changes in our lives, we really want to essentially be authentic to someone different than we're currently being. And this presents problems for some people. So here's how to think about this. We have our base level human selves. Everyone has their base level human self. Our base level human self is the self that is most concerned with survival and safety. This is your instinctual self. This is your lizard brain self. This is the part of you that wants to remain safe, that is afraid and reactive. When you are operating from your base level human self, you are really primarily seeking power. And the reason you're seeking power is because when you are afraid, or if you need safety and security, we believe that if we can achieve power and dominance and control over people and our surroundings, then we will remain safer. And of course, having power and all the power makes us feel as if we are more secure and safe. And so people who are dominating, or operating rather, from their base level human self, level 1.0, are really power hungry and domineering types of people. And they will exhibit all kinds of behaviors in that realm. being competitive, being critics, trying to raise their status, right? Like this idea of I'm going to lower your status and raise my own. This is one aspect of this. And so they really want power. These are not people who are pleasant to be around. These are people who tear you down, who are very competitive. And it's not always overt. You don't always know this is happening. They can seem very friendly on the surface. We humans obviously have a lot of different ways of coping and correcting and acting and performing that shield our true intentions from other people. Oftentimes even shield our true intentions from ourselves. And so our base level human self is the one that is sort of in protection mode and sort of in combative mode. And so you can imagine that if we're operating from this 1.0 level, base level human self, we're not going to be very productive or happy in the world. We may be able to secure some type of security or safety, but we're not going to really be able to have much connection and meaning with other humans in our lives. That is important to understand. So we don't want to be, when we're trying to change, we don't want to be operating from this base level self that is more conservative and constricting in terms of what we are capable of. Now, the next level up is our level 2.0 selves. And this self is more concerned with pleasure and popularity. So just like the base level self seeks some status, the culture level self, the level 2.0 self, really wants status. We want popularity. We want to be seen as equal to someone else or better than someone else. We want to be seen as worthwhile. We want to be accepted. We want to have people say to themselves, I like this person. This is a worthwhile person. This is a successful person. And we will seek all manner of things to make us appear that way to ourselves and others. So we'll chase money. We will chase the right career. We will chase cars. We will chase material items. We will do all kinds of that. We will want to show out and show ourselves on social media. This is sort of the land of, you know, look at me kind of thing. This is not necessarily, again, a bad thing. Just like being a base level human, it can be useful in certain times. If you're being attacked by someone, you might need to go base level. You might need to, exert your power to protect yourself. But it should only be done in certain situations. With the culture level self, what ends up happening is when you're always about popularity and pleasure, you forget what you're really trying to do in the world, right? You forget that you're a unique voice in the world. You forget that you have a next level human way of being, that you're a unique spiritual fingerprint, and you bring certain things into the world that no one else can. But if we're all about popularity and pleasure, we tend to ignore this purpose-driven, next-level human self. You'll see why this is important here in a minute. So that's our level 2.0 self. When we're trying to change, what we really should be doing is we really should be tapping into our level 3.0 selves, our higher selves, our best selves, our potential selves, what I would call our next level human selves. And our next level human selves are really about purpose seeking. Now, purpose is one of these things that gets misconstrued a lot. People misunderstand it. They tend to confuse it with passion and meaning. It is very different in my mind than passion and meaning. Passion is fleeting and it's fickle. It's something that makes you feel good. Culture level types chase passion because passion can make you feel good. It is about pleasure. Meaning also is a more of a culture level human type of thing. It's about connection. It's not bad. We need meaning, obviously, but it's about connecting with other people. Well, if you think about it from that point of view, then passions are something that you get from the outside world that flow into you. And meaning is something that comes from the outside world that flows into you. In other words, you need things to be passionate about. You need people to be meaningful towards to have passion and meaning. They're obviously important in our lives, but purpose is very different. Purpose, like passion and meaning, might give us happiness, but purpose gives us fulfillment, that sense of pride in ourselves that we are unique, we have a unique contribution, and we are humbly exercising our signature strengths in the world to make the world a better place. So whereas passion and meaning are things that flow to us from the outside world, purpose is something that flows from us to the outside world, right? It's something that flows from us to the outside world. Now you might say, well, Jade, I thought we were going to talk about change today and all of that kind of stuff. How does this idea of these three levels of humans tap into that? Well, the idea is that when you're changing in order to have power, you are moving away from your better next level human selves. And when you're trying to change to be more popular or have more pleasure, you're moving away from your next level human self. Now you might say, well, is that necessarily a bad thing? Well, certainly it is if those changes that you're trying to make don't last. And this is what most people are doing. Most of the time, the changes that people are trying to make don't last because they are not realizing that in order for a change to become a part of you, to evolve you, to grow you, to be useful for you, for your deeper, better self, to really see it as valuable in the world, we have got to come from a place of purpose, not a place of popularity, pleasure, and power. Because think about it. Power, just by its very nature, is fleeting. Once you achieve power in one domain, you want it in the other domain. Pleasure and popularity are changeable, right? And so that's why oftentimes when we try to change, we're like, oh, well, maybe I don't want that because I want to look good in the gym and have six-pack abs, which would be I want to be popular and have, quote, power, but I also want to eat the cheesecake, which is pleasure. And so what ends up happening is because we're not aligned with our next level selves, we begin to sabotage ourselves and we begin to work against our goals and ambitions. And this goes to actually choosing things that will serve your next level human self. Now, see, I have a theory that when you change and when you want to make a change that is in alignment with your purpose, your next level human self, your evolution towards your contributions in the world, these are the changes that stick, especially when they're done consciously and you are aware of how they serve you. And so we need to start this discussion from the place of what do you need to change in your life that is going to further your purpose? For example, let's take health and fitness, something that a lot of people are concerned about right now. They want to look good, feel good, live longer, perform better. Well, if it's just about looking good, that's in the realm of base level power and culture level popularity. It's not necessarily something that you might tie into your deeper purpose. Maybe living longer is, maybe looking better is not. Maybe functioning better and feeling better is part of this purpose. But the point is, we want to tie the things that we want to achieve in health and fitness, not just to vanity concerns, which would be popularity and power concerns, and put them into purpose concerns. In other words, what about looking good makes you more effective in the world when you are doing your purpose? I'll give you an example from my perspective. I teach a lot. I'm in front of people a lot. So if I'm talking about being your best self, and of course my background is in health and fitness, and many of you who know my story know that I struggle with this. I'm a guy who likes to eat. I'm an Italian. I have a lot of issues around food and that kind of stuff. Partly it's just my thing. Some of you, not so much. But if I'm on stage and I know I want to teach, and I am very aware that humans do judge. It's part of who we are. We do look at people and we do see what's going on, and we want to know that they are, you know, sort of walking the walk. and talking the talk and not just talking and not walking the walk, right? We want to know that people are in alignment. As a matter of fact, what we understand is that when we are doing the thing, we can better teach the thing. And when we are doing the thing, people respond to us differently. We have a whole different energy that we bring to the world. So if I'm up on stage and I am overweight and lethargic in my energy and the way I approach things, talking about health and fitness, that puts me out of alignment with my purpose. And if I'm not deeply purposeful about this, then I want to engage in this. And now I tie looking good, not to, you know, romantic attraction and being better than someone, but I tie looking good into being an effective teacher, that I look the part, that I'm aspirational in a sense. But more importantly, maybe I go, I want to eat good because I want to feel good. I want to live longer. And more importantly, I want my brain to perform and function better. So I'm a better teacher. So I can learn better and teach better. And all of a sudden, it starts to become very important to me because I know I can't do my deep spiritual purpose, my chosen purpose in the world, if I don't feel good and function at a very high level. And therefore, all of a sudden, eating well and exercising becomes something other than just being popular for vanity concerns or power, being better than someone else. And all of a sudden, it's something that I want to do for a reason that will stick. So this is what we want to do. We want to tie what we're trying to change into the thing that matters most to us in the world, realizing that the thing that matters most to us in the world, whether we realize it or not, and many people do not, is purpose. What we humans really want is we want to matter and make a difference. We want our time on the planet to have been useful. We want to be able to say at the end of our days, to look back and say, I am proud of what I accomplished. I was able to do something, whether anyone acknowledged it or not, and live in such a way that I am positive I made ripples in the world that were positive and made the world a better place by the way I talked to people, by the way I showed up, by the way I helped, by the way I inspired, by the way I went about my purpose on a day-to-day level. Isn't that what we want? We want that to be the case. Now, what we're essentially doing when we're trying to change something is we're essentially looking at our old selves, maybe our 1.0 level and 2.0 level selves and behaviors, and trying to level up and get to our next level human behaviors and our 3.0 level selves. But in order to do that, we have to understand deeply our purpose. I've done another podcast episode in the Next Level Human podcast on purpose, right? So there's one on authenticity, there's one on purpose. And so you want to really go back to both of those if you're really vibing with what I'm saying right now, so you can understand how to get in touch here. But here's how this change works. What we're essentially doing is we're essentially saying, who am I being in the world when I'm being my base level self or my culture level self? And most of us are operating from our culture level selves most of the time because we're chasing meaning and passion and popularity and pleasure. And we're forgetting that we are here for a particular reason, to give something to the world, to exercise our signature strengths in a way that will positively impact everyone around us, perhaps not just during our lives, but perhaps moving forward. This is about legacy, not legacy in the ego sense, not legacy in the look at me sense. That would be base level or culture level ways of looking at it. But legacy, in the sense of a humble recognition that you are here as a unique individual who can contribute uniquely, and that no one needs to acknowledge that except for you. And when you're living in alignment with that, that is deeply fulfilling. We all know some people like this, people who walk into a room and you're just immediately attracted to them, even if they're talking about something you have no interest in. Maybe they're talking about, you know, banjos, and you could care less about banjos, but they're so passionate about it, and so, more importantly, purpose-driven about it, right? It is something that they love, bringing music to people to enhance people's experience in the world. That's purpose, right? If it's just playing the banjo for them, that's passion. But if it's playing the banjo in a way that is done to enhance the experience of others and make the world a better place as a result of playing the banjo, and you feel that off of them, all of a sudden you might be a human who had no interest in banjos, but now you're just fascinated and taken and just so attracted to this person. And I don't mean romantically attracted, maybe. I just mean you are attracted to them. You like them. You want to know more about what they do, and they get you interested in the banjo. We have all had this experience where we meet somebody or see someone doing something that we didn't know existed or we were never interested in. And then we go, wow, that is so cool. I'm interested in that. Those are people who are aligned with their purpose. Now, what you want to do is you want to focus on your purpose and get aligned with that. Then what you want to do is you want to tap into one of the things that you hear all the time. Every episode at Next Level Human, you hear this idea of these four jobs. As a human, you have a job to do. In fact, you have four jobs every human must do. You must earn and manage a living. Money, finances is the way we do that currently in the current world. You have to earn and manage a living. No one gets away from that. Even if you're someone on the street, you have to figure out a place to sleep, where to eat. You have to earn and manage a living. For most of us in the modern day, that means managing finances, earning, saving, managing money. That's one core job. Health and fitness. We must attain and maintain health and fitness if we're going to accomplish anything. Think about your health and your fitness is a driver, a key driver of your purpose. If you have no health and fitness, if you are ill, you can't be purposeful in the world to the same degree you might be able to otherwise, right? You might not have the energy to do it. You might not have the vigor and the vitality that inspires people in the way that you would hope to or that you could. Now, this is a tricky one for me because, of course, I can imagine, and certainly when I think about my own life, if I'm ever ill and I'm dying, I certainly can intentionally smile, be in gratitude, point out other people doing their purpose and how amazing they are. And that's part of my purpose. I've defined that for myself. One of the things that I want to be and that I've chosen to be in the world is someone who gives compliments, someone that helps other people glimpse their purpose because it's such a hard thing to do. But health and fitness is critical. It is a core job. It is one of the four. Now, the next one is to connect and to collaborate and to give and receive love. Human relationships, our relationships with our kids, our relationship with our parents, our romantic relationships, coworkers, all these people. We humans are not islands unto ourselves. In fact, personal relationships are the way that we humans come to truth and consensus by talking to each other, by loving each other, by collaborating with each other, by having conversations, by being open-minded, by absorbing the knowledge and the experience and the example of other people. So we need to look after finances. We need to look after health. We need to look after personal relationships. And then the final one is what we've been talking about. We need to look after purpose and meaning. We have to do this job. It is a critical one. And in my way of thinking, the other three lead into the final one. You cannot fully chase purpose if you don't and are not earning and managing a living or attaining and maintaining health and fitness or are isolating yourself from other humans. So the purpose and meaning one is really encompassing these. You can almost imagine these things as, you know, the health and fitness, the finance and the personal relationships as a pyramid with three blocks, right? Health and fitness at the bottom, finance in the middle, maybe relationships at the top of the pyramid. And then that whole pyramid encircled by purpose and meaning. This is the way you want to, in my mind, think about this. And so when you are making your resolutions and wanting to change, the way that I like to do this and the way that I suggest that you do this is you choose one thing from each of these four jobs that will be an intention for you that helps you level up, that helps you realize your purpose. So it's basically, especially those three. How do you want to approach finances this year? How are you going to approach health and fitness this year? And how are you going to approach relationships this year in a way that enhances, that expands, that evolves, that helps you choose your purpose? And you don't find your purpose, you choose your purpose. You can find passions and meaning, but you choose your purpose, and they come out of all of your different experiences in the world. And they are enhanced by these three other areas that we're talking about: finance, wealth, health, personal relationships. This is how you want to do this. And so I'll give you an example from my world. So I have as my sort of purpose what I've chosen. And by the way, when I think about purpose, I think about choosing it in two ways. I think about choosing my purpose. And remember, purpose is something I give out to the world, to other people, and to the world, right? So if I'm going to decide to clean up the environment or pick up trash, I'm not necessarily doing that for other humans, but I am doing it for the world. So for me, my chosen purpose is to teach people about these four jobs. Isn't that interesting, right? So I teach people about these four jobs. That's what I do. My whole life has been about teaching people about health and fitness. I built a business, and then I started teaching people how I did that. I have been studying psychology and philosophy since the time I was in grade school. I know that's funny, but I would just sit and was fascinated by why people did the things they did. And that transferred into me reading and, you know, hundreds, you know, now, I don't know, maybe thousands of books and articles and all this kind of stuff. But this is my purpose. And then I can look back on my history and go, oh, that pain I had, those people I were exposed to, the passions I wanted, my unique superpowers and ways of communicating, my pain that I've suffered, all of these things push me towards my purpose of teaching you. So now, how do I go about setting intentions to change and be better this year or moving forward? I can say, what do I want to do with my finances? Well, my finances, to me, this is critically important. I know that the more I'm earning, the more I'm saving, and the better I'm managing money, the more I can do good in the world, the more I can put resources towards spreading my purpose around, right? So I think about, what is it that I need to do? So one of the things I've shared, and I like to be completely transparent, is I earn really, really well. Right? I earn so well, it blows my mind. However, we all have our weaknesses. I don't save and I don't manage money in the way that I need to be or should be, or at the best of my ability to really push out my purpose. And so I need to work on that. So I would set my intention around there and say, I will save a certain amount of money per month, perhaps. I will invest a certain amount of money. I will take a course, perhaps, to learn this aspect of things. And I set one intention around money. For me, it's going to be saving, let's say, $20,000 a month or $10,000 a month. That's what I am going to be setting my intention towards, with a direction towards what it's going to do for me and my purpose. Now, if I just said I want to save $10,000 and that's it, and I didn't tie it to my purpose, then the next time I saw a nice car drive down the street, I might be like, ooh, I want that car. Popularity and pleasure, right? But instead, if I go, I know why I am saving this, you know, $15,000 or whatever I'm going to save every month. I know why I'm doing that. I am doing it because I am going to create something later, or I'm going to do it because I need to sustain being able to do and teach my purpose. If I don't do that, I might not be able to sustain that. So I decide on one thing, saving this amount of money, and I go about figuring out how I'm going to do that. Then I move to the next thing, health and fitness. And I essentially say, okay, what do I need to do there? And I'm going to choose basically one major thing that I know I need help with. For example, I work out. I'm a guy who likes to work out. Maybe you don't. I don't need help with that. It is an established pattern. However, I struggle with getting enough vegetables in my diet, and I struggle with a love of wine and sweets. And so what I might say here is, I only want one thing, by the way. So I might say, what could I do? One thing that I could do that would make me drink less wine and eat less sweets. Well, some of those things could be, well, I am going to make sure I eat two large salads every day. That's going to be the one thing because those will displace these other things. Or I'm going to make sure I eat my weight in grams of protein every day. That's going to be my one thing because it will displace these other things. Or I'm going to make sure I go to bed at, I don't know, 9 p.m. every night because that's when I typically have my wine and my sweets. And I set that intention. And I tie it to, once again, my deep purpose. And I see myself standing on stage or on a Zoom call and people looking at me or on social media and people saying, this guy is fit. He's aspirational. He's walking the walk. He's doing the thing. And more importantly, though, for me, I go, because that's more in the popularity type, but I just go, I want to feel vibrant. I want when you hear my voice and when I'm teaching, I want you to be like, this guy has energy about him. He's got energy. He's got a quick mind. He's there. He's all there. So for me, that's what I would choose. And then in the personal relationship realm, many of my closest friends know this about me. You might not. I teach a lot. I give a lot to strangers. It's just part of my job. I am always helping people who I don't know. But what I don't do well is the people who I love the most and are closest in my inner circle, I do admittedly take them for granted to some degree. I don't check in with them as much. I don't call them as much as I should. I don't text them as much as I can. And I oftentimes end up in teaching mode a lot, which I'm asked to do by many of my friends, but it also doesn't give them a chance to teach me and me a chance to learn. So maybe the one thing that I will set my intention to is make sure I check in with all of my closest friends, my 10 closest friends, every single month. Because now I can go months and months without talking to some of my closest friends. Now what happens is I look back at these three core things, and then I tie it to the final intention, the change that I want to make in the world, which would be to launch Next Level Human programs to a much bigger audience, or to finish my book, or to teach a particular thing. For some of you, your job might not be your purpose. For most of us, they're not. I'm just lucky that mine is. For you, maybe your purpose is simply deciding that I am a unique experience in the world. I know that when I'm at my best, people feel good around me. They feel more capable. They feel more safe. They're less likely to be a base level human when I'm there because of the way I compliment them and genuinely and honestly put, you know, tell them how wonderful they are. I'm someone who can inspire just on a one-to-one level. Maybe you're someone else who's just deeply committed to keeping the hospital clean and making sure that you're, you know, killing germs. Maybe you're someone who's deeply committed to keeping the earth clean. Your purpose is unique to you. It's not always about your job. In fact, your job might just be the thing that finances. Maybe you're deeply committed and purposeful and know that you're the person who helps people who can't help themselves. But you then tie in that deep purpose. What are you going to do? How are you going to level that up this year? If you're someone who's all about the earth, maybe you're going to say, this year I'm going to start a trash gathering organization. I'm going to begin to commit to talking more on social media about the importance of cleaning up our oceans or whatever it is. But the idea is you have to tie in these three other areas so that it will stick, so that you don't get caught up in power and pleasure and popularity, and so that you're very clear on your four jobs, and that those three jobs, wealth, health, and personal relationships, serve your deep purpose, so that at the end of your life, you can be proud and feel fulfilled. And so at the end of this year, you're not starting back over confused and going, well, I want to get that six pack again, popularity and pleasure. You're instead saying, I accomplished amazing things in the realm of my purpose. I am proud of what I gave to the world. I made a difference. I matter. I want to matter even more. What am I going to do to level up, to grow this year, and to further evolve the world? This is how I suggest that you look at change. When you do it this way, it turns into something very, very different than just, I want to look good because I want people to find me attractive, or I want to have more money so I can have more power and be better than, or I want to get a new toy so I can just have more pleasure.
when you do things this way, all of a sudden this idea of change and resolutions and being different takes on an entirely different energy and charge. This is what I'd like to suggest for you to consider this year. Just try it on. All right, I'm going to stop rambling right there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you check out my sponsors, Cured Nutrition. I tell you about this every episode. Please check them out. I use their Zen product to help me sleep. Use the code NEXTLEVEL to get 10% discount on all the Cured CBD products. Also, check out my other sponsor, Paleo Valley. This is my go-to protein source. These are natural fermented meat sticks that really help me. I'm a hungry dude, so I need good quality protein, and protein is not always the most convenient food. I don't want to like boil my eggs and carry them around with me, but these meat sticks go everywhere with me. They're in my car, they're in my gym bag, and they last, which I love. I can find one from 6 months earlier and unwrap it and eat it, and it makes a big difference for me. So please check that out, and I will see you at the next podcast.